Begin the current daven. Sechlis Eben of Kuf Aleph. Begin the Amid Aleph. Begin the Tais Damasal. Begin with the Gemara Mesbe. We ask from the following brisa. Delish on the Gretaris regarding a door that was dragging. Tais explains that truthfully this brisa is difficult even without a Bayan Rav. In other words, we learned in the Mishnah regarding the halacha of this Delish of Bemukta. The Bayan explained how to resolve the contradiction from a brisa is when it has a tzir. The brisa that permits it, even though it's not elevated from the ground, if it has a pivot, Rava is even more than, as long as it had a pivot. Gemara asks, my brisa, this that we're quoting, Tais Damasal, the door that's dragging, sounds like from there that you need to have both. You need to have that it has a tzir and that it's elevated, not like either Abai and Rava. So that's as Tais. The truth is, Balav, even without Abai and Rava, but much like Shui, we would still have a difficulty with this brisa. Reish l'seif in the brisa itself. Because the Karla and the Gerer is on the one hand, the Bryce is calling it a dragging door, yet the Karla and the arts, and at the same Bryce that says it's elevated from the ground, that itself is contradictory. So what are you asking Abai and Rav from the Bryce? You're right. The Gemara could have said, and according to your reasoning, that you would disagree with our interpretation, how would you explain the Bryce? But still it asks from the Bryce on Abai and Rav. The next Tais Master begins with the Gemara, Delas Almona Hamigreris. A widowed door from its tikkun that's dragging a noilba. So that you can't close the doorway with that door. Tais explains, Pirish Ri, the Ari Kashesh Lentzir. It's obviously still mad that it additionally has a pivot, because a hinge, the Ein Lentzir, because it doesn't have a tzir, so Ma'ir Del Zamona. Why would you say that, as the Gemara explains, whatever Del Zamona is, but that case, you can't close with it. Even the regular door you wouldn't be able to, because it's dragging. So that's the case of Aha Negreris. So obviously it means with a tzir, which normally regular door you'd be able to. That was saying specifically the Negreris, this Almona one would not be permitted. The next Tais Master begins with the Gemara B'chim Be'asa. The same thing applies to an egg. Tais disagrees with Rashi regarding what this case of the egg is that's forbidden Melmata Lamala and only permitted Melmata Lamata. Pirish B'Kunjit, Rashi explains, Shemesad De'Beim Al Kli Barzel. It's talking about when you're putting an egg on iron vessel, Shakurin griddle is like a griddle, and that's a problem because you're doing from bottom up, and that's a taste of any lari. Derech binya b'katzri doesn't consider this as a way of building, because shari kol mechitza suiz kvar. The griddle is already made, and putting on the egg is not considered making oil. Well, I don't know if you can't compare it to the other case of the barrel and the bed, the masad zotas in which you're building it, one on top of the other. And says the Rebate, then you have to know the Shari Heter Pashadu, that would be obvious that it's permissible. Laniach Kdeal Gabi Tarpida, and we know everyone puts the pot on top of a tripod, and because the bottom pot's already made from beforehand. So rather than Nir Lafarish, it seems to the Rita explain what the case of the egg is, from Mesadur Eitzimai Bain, that you're organizing from bottom up wood or eggs, Umaniach Beal Gabain, you put an egg on top of that, that's putting the structure together on Shabbos, that's within. Now, based on that, it says Taisa Masha on Mesadrin. But then this that we put on Shabbos, kikimikami, kikal gabayan, that we have no problem putting two loaves on either side and a loaf on top of them, or the same thing with the configuration of svarim, and how could we do that? Isn't that what we're saying is forbidden? And that's just no leke yisurid, no, the only prohibition is ilke shetzorach l'avisha tachteim. It's only when you need the airspace beneath it, and here when we put our svarim, we don't need the airspace, it's just we're putting that structure. Or inami, another interpretation is like l'binyan, no. Because when we do our svarim or our breads, it's not similar to a structure. Because that's elikash isal gabi karka. It's only doing it from underground. Not on the table, and therefore that's why we have no problem with our breads or our svarim for this problem of binyan from the bottom up.